pray the Lord will help us for a little while. I believe Paul said we put no confidence in the flesh.
Hey.
We lean on the flesh, we're in trouble.
Right.
Because nothing much good about it.
Amen.
But he's able to help us.
Yeah. Thank God.
You know, sometimes preachers, only preachers know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you'll think you've got a message. And there have been times, maybe it'll last a week. And then sometimes, like yesterday, I thought I really had it nailed down. But then this morning, the Lord woke me up. Said, we're going to redo this thing. And I'm just going to preach to you what the Lord has showed me in the scriptures. And I've never preached on this before. Of course, there's a lot of it I haven't preached before. And I've been preaching going on 53 years. And but you pray, Lord, help us for just a little while. In the book of Matthew, chapter 26. Matthew 26, we'll start reading about verse 58 and read a few verses. It said, but Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace and went in and sat with his servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. And at last came two false witnesses and said, this fellow said, I'm able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.
Right.
And the high priest arose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
Hey.
Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? And they answered and said, he is guilty of death. You may be seated. I'm going to preach the thought the Lord laid on my heart. Here, as we could say, at this trial, and they call false witnesses.
Right.
And, you know, here in our court system, we have a right to call defense witnesses.
Right.
But there was none here.
Right.
All was prosecution.
Yes.
And they, false witnesses. I mean, they no truth in them.
Right, brother.
And that's what it was.
Yeah.
But I got to thinking, I'm just going to preach this a little
go
simple.
Ahead.
And got to thinking about that. And I got to thinking about if some folks could have been there.
Hey,
I mean, there's some witnesses that could maybe could have been there.
Yeah.
Now, notice they said, these false witnesses, they said he's guilty of death. And I thought about if he'd been able to call some witnesses to testify on his behalf.
Sure.
But he didn't have that privilege. But I thought about those that maybe could have been there. And I thought about a woman.
Hey.
If she'd showed up in the crowd, she could have said, why, they say he's guilty, and I'll say he's guilty too, but he's guilty of healing me.
Hey.
I mean, I had something.
Hey.
I had a blood disease, and I was not able. I'd spent everything that I had on doctors and and physicians, and I didn't get no better. I just got worse and worse and worse. I'll have to say that one day he passed by, and after everything else had failed, the Lord did that man could not do. I'll have to say that. I mean, I'll have to testify on his side and say, surely he's guilty of healing me. Thank God I'm glad today. My friend, the Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly above that you were able to ask or think of him. I thought about another witness could come along. Oh, blind Bartimaeus. Thank God he sat by the wayside. Brother begging in there all of his wife and not able to see. And he said, the Lord came by and I just called out for mercy. And the Lord gave me sight. He's guilty of giving sight to the blind. I say, hallelujah to God today. I'm glad we serve the same God that they serve. I say, hallelujah to him. Glory to God. I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. They have called those witnesses. They said he's guilty. Whoa, they said, brother, they folk no doubt in the crowd that knew that, but they wasn't able to present their side of the case. But brother, I thought about this today. Lord, just give it to me. I'll just preach it to you. Amen. I thought about that blind man. Oh, he had never seen. Can't you imagine how he felt when God touched him and his eyes shined? Hallelujah to God. I'm glad one day the Lord spiritually he touched me and opened up my spiritual eyes. I say glory to God today. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. I thought about some other men if they had been there. They could have testified. They said he's guilty. Oh, that's just 10 fellas. We were lepers. And listen, we was all full with our brother, we was quarantined and couldn't get to our family and friends. But the Lord passed by. He's guilty of cleansing the lepers. Hey, God, listen, I'm glad we got an all-sufficient Savior. It doesn't matter what the need might be. I'm glad he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above that. We're able to ask or think of. Hallelujah to God.
Praise God.
He's able. Oh, they could testify on his behalf. Thank God. I'll tell you what, sometimes, Lord, just bless it. I just can't slow down. Thank God, I'm just who I am. Thank God, listen, I thought about that. Then I thought about a multitude. Could have been there. Oh, they said we was out one time. We was out there. We didn't have nothing to eat. But the little old lad come along. Had two fishes and some loaves. And he gave it to the Lord. And he fed every one of us. I'll have to testify to that. I lived there that day with a full stomach. And they took up 12 basketfuls. Hallelujah to God. Brother, when we got through, there's more left than what started with. He's guilty of that. He's guilty. Oh, they said he's guilty. I'll be each other would have said the same thing. But he's guilty of what he's done for us. That multitude. Oh, it's what seemed impossible to man. It's no problem with him. I say hallelujah to him, brother. Brother, if you're here today, if you don't know him, you can get born again by the Spirit and power of God. And the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, not a Baptist church, not a Holy Church, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Hallelujah to God. Oh, listen, he fed the multitude. And I thought about some more folks, if they had been there. Mary and Martha. Had they have been there. They said we could testify that our brother had been dead 4 days. And we said for him. He's the same one that you said guilty of death. We sent for him, and he came, and he raised him from the dead. Hallelujah to God. He's guilty of raising the dead. And I thought about another woman. She only had one son. Lived in the little city of Nain.
That's right.
And he died, and they was carrying him out. Taking him out of the city. Headed toward the cemetery with him, going to bury him. But brother, on the way out there, on the way out, here come a man. This same Jesus, he's coming. Thank God, let me say this. I'm like, oh, Brother Terry Pace said, life and death had a head-on collision. Thank God, they can't get together and stay that way. When they listen, when life met death, death had to give it up. Hallelujah, God. He's guilty of raising to the dead. Glory to God. Someday, he's guilty. Yeah, he's guilty of raising the dead. Yes, sir, life and death can't coexist. When he came along, death had to flee.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Another thing he's guilty of. Not like this. God showed me this. He's guilty of dying for the lost.
Thank God.
Listen, he died that we wouldn't have to.
Amen.
Jesus said, he that liveth and believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I mean, I realize, I preach this all the time. God never did make redemption for the flesh. He gave up on that in the Garden of Eden. Pronounced death on the flesh. God never did save the outward man. He only saved the inward man. And he told that inner man, keep that outward man under subjection. Thank God, not for our glory, not for our honor, but for his. Thank God that we can be the light that the Lord would have us to be. Hallelujah. I'm glad he died in my place. Took my penalty. Satisfied the demands of a holy God. God said, I'm satisfied. When I see this travail of his soul, I'll be satisfied.
Hey,
and God was satisfied with him.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
He's never looked for another one.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Never will there be another one. No, sir. I mean, he died the lost. Another thing. He's guilty of fulfilling the law.
That's right.
I like this. He didn't come to destroy the law.
Right.
He came to fulfill the law.
Yep.
You and I couldn't keep the law.
Right. Go ahead.
I made a preacher meeting on that.
Preacher.
We can't keep the law. No, sir. I mean, listen. If you broke one of them, you broke them all. Ain't that right? But Christ came. He fulfilled the law. Whenever we get born again, Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Thank God. Listen, brother, I'm glad he fulfilled it for me. I don't have to keep the law. Thank God I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Brother, I'm glad for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like we've got today, they said he's guilty. As sure he was. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Now let's say this. He's guilty of hearing the sinner.
Yep.
Hearing not only the sinner, but he hears the saints.
Hey. Thank God.
hears us. Now, we don't have to feel like he does every time. But we pray in faith, believing, he hears that. And he may not answer the way we want him to and when we want him to. But, brother, he's God. He can do what he wants to at the time he wants to. And when he does, he'll be right on time. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I wish we'd get that.
Yep, me too.
Oh, they said he's guilty. He hears our prayers. But let me say this. You don't have to be. Now, I'm getting old, and I've got some medical problems. And it's hard for me to get down anymore. I used to just love to go to the altar and pray. But now, this whole body's wearing out. So that's why I just sit over there. But I try to pray anyhow. But let me say this. It ain't the position of the body.
Right.
It's the heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I've been driving down the road, and I felt his presence.
Yes.
Thank God. Talk to him. Hallelujah to God. Don't have to be at the church house. Don't have to be at my house. Brother, just set our thoughts and affection upon him. He'll hear us. Hallelujah to God. He's guilty of hearing us. He's been there. A lot of folks in the Bible prayed, and the Lord heard their prayers. He's hearing our prayers today. Oh, listen, folks. Let me say this, sinner. He'll hear your prayer if you'll call upon him. He'll hear your prayer. Oh, I thought about don't have pray alone prayer. I thought about that thief on the cross. Oh, baby, Brother Kevin. He didn't pray no long prayer.
No.
I'm going to say something. Don't nobody get mad at me. I wish our churches could read that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And really take note.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff has been added to repentance down through the years.
Right.
It's pitiful.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
That old thief was just much saved as I am, and you are.
Thank God.
We got a group of people running around.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, they're saying you got to get baptized or else you're not going. Go ask him.
Hey,
that's right.
Thank God.
Yep.
I love it.
Go ask him about it.
Good.
Say, was you baptized?
Nope.
No. I don't know what that water baptism is all about. How was it? I didn't have to do.
My God.
How are you here?
Yeah.
He can look over at cross and say, he said I could come.
Sir.
He told me. He said this day, thou be with me in paradise. I'm here because of what he said and not what I've done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God.
Yeah. Praise God.
That's good
preaching. I'm feeling good.
Amen. Me too. That's good.
Did you join the church?
No.
He had said, what church?
Right.
I come here with the church.
Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah.
I didn't get joined. I didn't join him. I got baptized into him.
That's right.
Hallelujah to God. Oh, he's guilty of that. Thank God, listen. After I had a preacher up in West Virginia one time. He come to the church where I first started out. I didn't know how. I'm glad they got rid of him.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't take him long. He got to preaching. Yeah. You had to work at least 1 hour after you saved in order to get to heaven.
Oh, my God.
That's straight out of hell.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. Brother, it ain't the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us and washed us by the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. You and I didn't have enough to do with it. That's just to bow to the Lordship of Christ. It's all his work. Ask that old boy, what church did you belong to? He said, I didn't belong to one. I got in the real church.
Hey.
Yes, sir, preacher.
Amen. Whoa. some old folks are. See, he went down to paradise. Yeah, right. Ain't I right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. What it said.
I wonder what they thought when he walked in.
Oh, preacher.
Jesus walked in and had this fellow with him. Somebody may have knew him. I don't know. I thought about that.
Yeah, sure.
He could have known him. He said, what in the world are you doing here? Yeah. He said I could come.
Hey!
He told me I could come. I'm here because he brought me here. I'm going to heaven not because I'm a member of the Amazing Grace Church. I'm going because he said I could.
Hey, that's right. Oh,
I'll give you the message. Amen. I just preach what God gave me. I'll tell you, church, this thing's about to wind down. It's about over with. We're soon getting out of here. You ain't ready. You better be getting ready. We're fixing to hear a sound like we ain't never heard before.
Thank God.
He's going to say, come up, Heather. Old John the Revelation, in Revelation chapter 4, he said, they caught up. Old John saw that great city. That represents the church that God caught up. Thank God he's coming to get the church one of these days. I'm glad I'm in the number 82. I said, brother, I've said it this a long time. I'd rather be saved, be the member of the biggest Baptist church there is. Amen. To know that I'm born again. Thank God, not because I feel that way all the time, but because I placed my faith, my trust in him a long time ago. Brother, everyone, he said, all the Father gives to me shall come to me. And I came to him one time, and he saved me by his marvelous grace. Hallelujah to God. Let's get a song. We're going to stand, give an invitation.